The choreographer Lara Lubavitch is one of the big names in American dance. He helped stage Broadway hits like the recent King and I and Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. He even made an ice dancing version of Sleeping Beauty for Olympic skaters, not to mention dozens of modern dances for the Lara Lubavitch Dance Company, which he founded back in 1968. But unlike a lot of great dancers, Lara Lubavitch didn't put on toe shoes as a toddler. Growing up in Chicago, his dream was to be a painter. And it wasn't until he got to college that he found out what dance really was.
I had been to the University of Iowa for very few months, really. And while working out with the gymnastics team, a woman appeared and asked if there were any men who wanted to lift women, that she had a dance group and she was looking for men who might like to participate. And so I started going to her rehearsals and not really knowing quite what I was doing except enjoying myself a great deal. And her name is Marcia Thayer. And she invited me to go to this performance of Jose Limon Dance Company, you know, a name I'd never heard of, a concept I really didn't know about. Of course, the performance included Jose Limon himself and Lucas Hoving, a very great dancer. And one of the dances that they did was their signature dance, the Moors Pavane, which was Jose Limon's quartet based on Othello. It's four people, and they do a pavane, which is a very slow and courtly dance. And what's exquisite about it is how simple it is, and that within that very simple and beautiful practice, so much depth could be expressed. Watching Jose Limon dance, he had an unusual immensity of personal power. His presence was magnetic on stage, and it emanated, and he danced with incredible inner drama. Obviously, it was beautiful, but it wasn't even in my mind that it was visually beautiful. But I felt as though I was looking at myself, in a sense. I felt I was on the stage. And my response to it was not to make a series of choices. My response was that no choosing was necessary. I knew that I was not just a dancer at that moment. I knew I was meant to create dances. I never articulated questions about how it would be or the difficulties that it would entail or what steps I should take. It seems I just started putting one foot in front of the other and directed myself towards dance. Though I had never choreographed before, I went to New York because I heard suddenly that they were auditioning for new students at Juilliard, and I choreographed a dance overnight at the YMCA in my room. It was a very small room, but I put the cot up against the wall, and I choreographed a dance there in that little room. And I did that dance the next morning for the panel of judges who were examining students. Well, the morning of the audition, when I saw the panel, I realized that Jose Limon, in fact, was sitting on the panel. I did the solo for this panel. I was accepted and given a scholarship and began studying at Juilliard in the fall. I had a sense of urgency and a sense of desperation to make up for lost time. And so I went at the practice of dance and studying choreography in a very ferocious way. I don't think that I asked questions or stopped to think. The discovery of myself was not a discovery which felt like a rescue mission, so much as it felt like a deliverance from wandering. I didn't know that I was wandering. I had no sense of being lost until I was found.
Lara Lubavitch is now choreographing the Jose Limon Dance Company in Recordare, a piece about Mexico's Day of the Dead. It will premiere in Boston later this month. Anne Hepperman and Kara Oler produced our story.